yeah, it is really exciting. It's so great to know that we're actually going, and as well as that the boat's going really well for us at the moment, so we're kind of not just going to go, we're going to do well. So that's, we're in a really nice position as well. I never thought that, you know, that I'd be going, and that I'd also be like really competitive as well. So that's the exciting part.
Because you've been trying to achieve this, to get to Olympic Games now for quite some time, and 39 years of age, it came a bit late for you, did it, Sinead?
Yeah, I suppose I've been trying a few times. In 2004, we missed out, myself and Heather Boyle missed out by 0.1 of a second. And then in 2008, I thought I would go in the heavyweight single, but I wasn't allowed to go to the qualifier, even though I'd beaten girls who ended up in the final in Beijing. And then 2012, I tried with the cycling, and we got a puncture at the last race when we needed to finish seventh. We were on for fourth, but ended up getting no points at all because of the puncture. So we missed out there marginally as well. And yeah, finally, the dream came true last year at the World Championships when we qualified.
The dream came true in what, September time, was it? But
September last year, yeah.
Agonisingly, you had to wait because it was the boat that was qualified. It wasn't actually the crew, isn't that right?
Yeah, it was. Like myself and Claire qualified the boat for the country, but we were actually selected. We were there were six girls going for it, but we were actually selected as a crew early on, and we knew that we were going very well. So I suppose it was lovely when we were actually finally told that we were going, but we kind of, you know, we had a fairly good idea that we would be going, and we were training all year with a view to us being the double for the Olympics.
You, of course, are a very competitive person. You're very, very athletic, and you've been through some very, very tough training regimes. What's it been like, Sinead, preparing for the Olympics and the training you're putting in?
Yeah, I suppose it's pretty much the same as what we always do. You know, I've come through kind of triathlon camps and cycling camps and like all the rowing throughout the years. This year, I suppose I would have taken time out of work and, you know, done the same training really, but really focused a lot more on the recovery and stuff this year, and it's really paid off. I haven't been sick or injured at all this year. I think like other years I would have done the same training and tried to fit so much else in around it that you are putting yourself on the edge a lot and you would get sick and injured a lot more. But this year, like really prioritizing the Olympics has made a big difference to the actual the quality of the training I've been doing.
Do you think you're in better shape and probably fitter now than you've ever been?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And with rowing as well, being a technical sport, I'm probably better on the technical side as well. But yeah, the score, the tests I've been doing all year show that I'm going better now than I ever was before. So that's really encouraging as well.
Yeah. And you've been part of different training camps as well, Sinead, for various different sports. But what's it like being part of an Olympic camp?
Yeah, it's really exciting in that, you know, there's five of us now, and it was a very small group, and we're all really looking out for each other, and that's really nice. Yeah, we've also had the girls who haven't made a training with us too, so they've been very supportive, even though they would have missed out on like they hoping to get one of our seats and didn't, but still have been very supportive with us. So it's been a really nice year. I suppose we're always a little bit worried, oh God, will I get injured or will I get sick? But luckily, myself and Claire are both really healthy at the moment, so that's been good.
Yeah, and of course the family's all behind you. You're a mother as well, so you are, and it's difficult in life to, I suppose, juggle work-related stuff and the home and the family as well, but when you've got the Olympics fired under the mix as well, Sinead.
Yeah, it's been pretty complicated, all right, and we've been so lucky in that my mum and dad and Sam's mum and dad have really come to the fore and helped out with the girls. We have an au pair who's very good too, so it's kind of a bit of a joint effort, and even neighbours and stuff in Cork have been offering their help, you know, with babysitting and stuff too. So there's a huge group of, you know, huge support system behind me really to get me here.
Let's look now at the actual games. You'll be in the water first, what, on the 6th or the 7th of August?
Yeah, so rowing starts on the 6th, but it's divided between some events are on the first day and some events are on the second day. So we actually start on the 7th of August. I'd imagine there'll be four heats, with one through from each heat. Straight to the semi-final. Everybody else will go through a repechage, so you'll to try to qualify for the semis. In the semis, there'll be two semis with six in each, and then there'll be three through from each semi to the final, and six votes in the final.
And what is your target in the games? You're there now. You're going on to the big stage. What target are you setting yourselves, Sinead?
Well, our event is extremely tight. Like in a lot of events, you'd be able to, you know, you could put some money on Cruise and you'd be fairly sure you might make a few pounds from Paddy Power. But with ours, it's just been so tight. Like the world champions for the last 2 years were beaten this year. They were third in the last two World Cups, and the margins are absolutely tiny. You know, there's probably 2 seconds spreading or separating the top 12, whereas normally you'd have maybe a spread of 20 seconds for the top 12. So anything could really happen. So our aim is to make the final. And when you're in the final, you know, a medal should definitely be, you know, we should definitely be capable of doing that. Everything has to go right on the day, obviously, and we have to make sure that we do stay healthy coming into it, because a tiny illness could make a huge difference when the margins are so small. But who knows, like if we're in the final, we could win a medal.
Yeah, because there's just something about Irish athletes, and if you look at teams away and individuals away in different sports, they always like causing upsets, don't they, Sinead?
Yeah, they definitely do, yeah. And this year we've been like showing form kind of late. We were aiming to peak for the Olympics, and our first race we were 13th. That was the first World Cup. Then at the Europeans we were 9th. At the second World Cup we were 7th, and the last World Cup we were 4th. So we're in the right trajectory. And nobody's really kind of, I suppose, putting money on us yet. But, you know, we hopefully will peak at the right time, and who knows what will happen.
And just moving away from what's going to take part in the actual games, obviously the Zika virus and the health scare has been still in the headlines going into the games over the course of the last number of months. Particularly the golfers don't want to go, Sinead, but I know that everybody on the Irish medical side of Team Ireland's working very, very hard to allay those fears, aren't they?
They certainly are, yeah. We're getting updates every week and advice on measures to take to kind of limit our exposure, and if we do happen to contract the virus, to make sure that we don't spread it, and you know, take the precautions afterwards. But I think it is a shame that, you know, there is so much media hype about the Zika when, you know, it's kind of taken away from the big story of the games. And I know a lot of the golfers and stuff aren't going, and for them, the Olympics isn't the pinnacle of their sport. But for us who, you know, in minority sports like rowing and even like all the track and fields and all the rest of it, when it is such a big thing, it would be nice if there was more emphasis put on the sports and not so much on the Zika virus. But we are very lucky in that we do have a very good medical system behind us, and they will be making sure that we're safe, and they'll advise us if it's not safe to compete.
How can you handle the conditions out there in Brazil? Because you have raced in warm conditions before in other countries, Sinead. Is the climate something that could be an issue for you? Or are you quite comfortable racing in the heat?
Yeah, I love the heat, to be honest. We're actually in Spain now on a climatization camp, but we're training in much hotter temperatures than there will be in Brazil. Like it's between 35 and 37 degrees here, and it's actually in Brazil at the moment, it's their winter, so the temperatures will only get up to about 25, 26. So the heat certainly won't be an issue. I don't know, I always joke that I go on heat climatization camps when it's the cold I really struggle with. Like I've been in the cold for 39 years and I'm still not used to it. So no, the heat should be fine for us.
We have to mention Claire Lamb here because she's your partner in the boat. And obviously there's two E's in there that have to work very hard. But she's a very important person as well, isn't she, Sinead?
Oh, she really is. She's a fabulous athlete. She, like when I was competing before, I took a break from the rowing to go cycling, and she was a junior just as I was kind of changing sports. And I always thought, oh my God, if only she was older, you know, there would be a potential partner there for me for the Olympics. But I never thought I'd end up still rowing at 39. She's really tall. She's got great levers for rowing, and she's got a great engine and a fantastic mentality. And also, with our sport being, you know, we have to be a certain weight. We both have to be in that. We have to be an average of 57 kilos, and she's very much on the ball with that. There's no crash dieting, and she's just, and you know, although she's like 13 years younger than me, we get on so well, which is really important when we're rooming together at all the training camps and all the competitions and stuff, and we have a lot of fun in the boat together, so it's been really brilliant teaming up with Claire.
Yeah. Listen, Sinead, it's great to talk to you, and we're very much appreciative of you taking time out of your training in Spain to talk to us ahead of the games, but there's not too many Donegal Olympians. Now you're in amongst that category, and I'm sure when you're going to Rio, you want to make the most of this experience and give it your all.
Yeah, I definitely do, and you know, it's very exciting going with the likes of Mark English from, you know, Letterkenny as well, and you know, it is not. It, I definitely will be making the most of it, all right, and hope to see as many events as possible. Like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to get to the Olympics, and I'm delighted to be going.
Sinead, many thanks for taking the call again, and we wish you every success in the Olympics, and we'll be following the action very, very closely, and fingers crossed that you can get that medal that you're craving so much.
Thanks a million, Ashin. Okay, thanks. Bye.